Please be seated. At this stage in the proceedings, I would like to play a little game with you all, if I may. It's a game called How Does This Music Make Jimmy Feel? It's a very catchy title, and I think you'll all pick up how the game works very quickly. For example, if I play this piece of music... The answer is quite obvious. This music makes Jimmy feel happy. It's simple as that. Now, I must warn you, there are no prizes for this game. Sorry about that. There is no reward other than simply a smug sense of your own satisfaction that you can read me like a book. We're going to play a couple of pieces of music. Turn to the people around you after each one to see if you can work out what it is. Let's have the first one. How does this music make me feel?
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Okay, talk to the people around you. What do you think? How does that make me feel? Great piece of music. Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay. Any thoughts? Anyone want to shout out what they think? Relaxed, I heard. Spot on. I love that piece of music. It just makes me feel so relaxed. I love it. Here's the next one. Yeah, all the parents are twitching now. How does this one make me feel? Wait for it. Here we go.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be.
Anyone who's singing along will be in trouble.
Don't let them know. Well, now they know.
I'm watching.
Let it go.
Oh, very well. Well done, restrained. Okay, how does that music make me feel? Talk to the people around you. How do you think? What does that make me feel? Put yourselves in my shoes, by the way. Any thoughts? Cold. Cold's a good one. Any others?
Nauseous.
Spot on. Very, very good. Awful. Awful. Tense and unhappy is what I've written down. Nauseous, spot on. Let's have the next one. How did this music make me feel? What does this piece of music say to me? What do you think about this one? Any ideas on this one? Anyone want to suggest some ideas? Choir, you're looking like choir recognising a piece of music for once. This is good. Any ideas? What do you think that makes me feel? Excited?
Uplifted?
Wonderful? No. Makes me think of football. It's the Champions League music. So apparently there are other versions as well like that one. But really, that's the Champions League music, right? Okay, let's have the next one. How does this piece of music make me feel? What does this one do? What am I thinking about? Talk to the people around you, come up with some ideas. What do you think? Is that piece of music mournful? Peaceful? Sad? Again, you're all wrong. I'm thinking of the Champions League, because I'm an Arsenal fan. So it makes me feel very sad. So, yeah. I had to make that joke because someone else would have made it at some stage. So we're very sad. We're not going to be there next season. Never mind. Okay, last one then, Jane. Or next one. Again, by watching people's reactions to this, I'm judging you.
You're insecure, don't know.
Some of you know who this is and some of you don't. How does this piece of music make you feel?
Walk through the door, don't need makeup to cover up.
Yeah. Again, I'm watching people tapping their feet. I'm seeing people bouncing their heads along to this one. How does One Direction make me feel? That's right, nauseous again. Very good, yes. I'll be honest with you. It was really just an excuse for me to play some of my favourite piece of music and some of my least favourite piece of music. But I do want to play you one final one. And this time, it's not a quiz, because I want to tell you what this piece of music always makes me think about. This piece of music always makes me feel and think Easter. This is my Easter piece of music. It's maybe not something you've ever associated with Easter before, but every time I hear this, this makes me think of Easter. I'm going to play the music and I'll explain why after.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Exactly. I love it. It makes me feel good. The Venn diagram of Anglican churches on Easter Day and people who are listening to Nina Simone at this moment is very small. It is just us. That piece of music by Nina Simone, though, every time I hear it, makes me think of Easter. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. And I'm feeling good. If we had to sum up what Easter Day is about, you could do a lot worse than that sentence alone. You see, the Bible reading that Guy read to us from Matthew told us that on the first day of the week, Mary and the other Mary went to the tomb, the first day of the week, and the tomb was empty. It was a new day, it was a new dawn, and there was new life. And they were feeling scared, but I bet they were also feeling good. That is all I want to say to you today. It's as simple as that. Easter, it's about a new dawn, a new day. It's about a new life. And I hope that it makes us feel good. I want you to have a look at the east window here. Apologies to people sitting down here. You can have a look at the stained glass window at the end. I don't know how much time you spent looking at this window. Perhaps you've been sitting here during a particularly long sermon and you found your thoughts wandering heavenward. And you've been looking at these pictures. The bottom row of pictures, there's three scenes from the life of Jesus. His birth, then there's his death, and then there's his burial. But the layer above it, we begin with the resurrection, with the empty tomb, with Jesus appearing to Mary, and then his ascension to heaven, and then Pentecost to the end, and you've got to come back in 50 days to find out more about that. But I love the fact that it's divided into those two bits. There's the first bit. Jesus born, Jesus died, and Jesus laid in the tomb. But the bit above it, and I don't know if they did it deliberately like this, the bit above it starts with the new day of resurrection. A resurrection day, the first day of the week, Easter Day. And there's seven windows across, and I don't know if that's deliberate to make us think of a week, but it always makes me think of the week, because today needs to mark the start of something new. That's what the resurrection of Jesus is all about. He's setting us free, and we get to start again. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, and I'm feeling good. Because God invites us to take part in this here and now. We get to live in the light of those events. Today is the start of a new day, of a new week. Jesus appeared in the garden on that first day. It's like the whole creation story starts again. And this is where we find ourselves. So today, this week, may it be a new dawn. May you experience a new day and may you find new life in Jesus Christ our Lord, who was dead but is alive. And I'm feeling good. Amen.